This is interesting. An unusual new show is about to hit Auckland, described as immersive mega musical. It's called Pleasure Dome. It's described as immersive experience, and the cast includes Lucy Lawless, Moses Mackay of Solomio fame, and is directed by Michael Hurst. And joining us as cast member, Lucy Lawless is with us on the program. Good to talk to you, Lucy. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Larry.
This is interesting. So it's set in, 1984 around a New York a nightclub, is it?
Yeah, before they tidied up New York, it kind of got Disneyfied. And so it's a pretty gritty time, and it was that time where you know, the stock market was going off, kind of that Tom Wolfe era. It was the rise of AIDS and all the paranoia around that. There was drug use and just craziness, which is a really fertile backdrop for our characters.
And what makes it different from other musical? What makes it, you're describing it as an immersive experience?
Because it feels like you're in a club.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're part of the story because it's in and around you. But you walk in and you come through a subway tunnel and you come out into a New York street, and it's got a jazz bar and a real-life donut shop, and it's really like New York of that era. And at the end of the street is our club, and you get admitted into the world, and the lighting and the costumes and everything, it's so dazzling. You don't expect it in the faux ward. You know,
yeah.
WHAU is this wonderful area where a load of Aucklanders live. It's New Lynn, it's Avondale, it's Rosebank there, New Windsor, all that area right next door to Teatatu. And it's just a short hop off the motorway. It's really easy to get to, heaps of parking. And you find yourself in the West Village of New York.
Yeah, wow.
That's what I'm calling it, the West Village.
Okay, that's fascinating. Yeah. So I think this was originally written, 10 years ago as a movie, wasn't it? But never made it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I couldn't get it funded at that time.
This is the world premiere season of the musical. Is it something that you believe has the potential to take off around the world?
Oh, yes, I should think so. Though, this environment that we've created is not transportable. You know, this is pretty unique. You've got to have people with the passion of, you know, Rob Tappert who is my husband, full disclosure.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
To lay out that kind of a footprint because he thinks so big, you know. And it's about inclusivity. So I think the world wants that, and you want something that's a bit, just for once, to have something joyful and beautiful to look at, because we're all so stressed these days.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's a fair point. And the themes are quite similar in many ways, aren't they? So you'll be fighting for the LGBT people. You mentioned drugs before, so all these sorts of themes running around.
Yeah, well, the central love story is a gay one. That is a point of difference. And because all musicals really have some kind of love story, so that is the case. And however, it's very adult, not because of that. There is no nudity per se, but the drug themes are, you know, there's this glorified cocaine use before the crash, and there is a crash in the story. This is not a show for kids. This is kind of a Studio 54 wonderland for grown-ups. We made a theme park for grown-ups.
Yeah, and how long has this been in the making, Lucy? How long have you been working on this?
Well, Rob's been working on it. It's always been in his mind to make it for the last 10 years, but so many of us were like, that project's dead, that's gone away. He's the sort of person who just breaks down brick walls with his head. When he has an idea, he's got the bit between the teeth, nothing stops the man. He's just a phenomenon. And he has, like, we all lost interest. And then at the end, we're like, okay, this is, he's gonna do it. Get on board, everybody, because he breaks molds like Hercules and Xena back in the day. It seems like that's just old hat now. But at the time, it was really new to bring Hong Kong action style to American television. And then again with Spartacus, he did something that was so sort of shocking at the time, and now everybody's doing it. You know, there was just all kinds of bodies and relationships portrayed on stage, and now we've got the right director, because Michael Hurst is a phenomenon himself.
And just briefly, I mean, it sounds exciting. When and where again? Just recap again.
Okay, so Rosebank Road exit, if you're coming from town, we've got this, and we've built the West Village off Partick Road. So you get off Rosebank and hang a little right there at the roundabout. It's right there, Pleasure Dome. And Partick Road if you're coming from the west. And you can get tickets at Ticketek, and it's a really good time.
Good luck. Sounds fascinating. Appreciate it. Good luck, Lucy.
Thank
that
you
is
so much.
Lucy Lawless.